As I start this morning, I want to read a couple of verses from John chapter 10. Jesus talking, he said in verse 1, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." And then in verse 9, he says, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." If you take your Bibles and you start in the book of Genesis and you read all the way through to the back to the book of Revelation, you will not find several ways to heaven. There are not five. There are not three. There are not two. There is only one way to heaven. There is only one way to salvation. We read it in John chapter 14, verse 6. Where Jesus said, "I am the way. No man cometh to the Father but by me." Now, we come through to God. We make peace with God through the shed blood of Jesus Christ on Calvary. In Ephesians chapter 2, the Bible says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it's a gift of God." And so this morning I preach on the subject, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Stay with me, I'm going to move fast this morning. In Genesis chapter 3, we read about the sin of Adam and Eve. When they took the fruit that God told them not to eat, and to eat it, they not only plunged themselves into sin, but they plunged the whole world into sin. In Romans chapter 5, verse 12, the Bible says, "Wherefore by one man, Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." You know the story. They ate the fruit. They heard God walking in the garden, as he had done, as he visited his creation. And the Bible says they hid themselves. They were ashamed. They were ashamed of their nakedness. They were more ashamed of their disobedience to God. And God came to them. And to fix things up between man and God, he did not give them a set of rules that they now had to obey. He did not tell them they needed to turn over a new leaf. They were wearing fig leaves to cover their nakedness. He didn't say, "Hey, you need to change that." He provided for them. He killed innocent animals. That's the only way you can get skin coats made out of skins, is to kill innocent animals. And in the first recorded action of God dealing with sin, he painted a picture of how he was going to deal with it ultimately through the Lord Jesus Christ. He killed an innocent animal. He shed innocent blood. He took the skins of those animals to cover the nakedness, the sin of Adam and Eve. Now, they were still kicked out of the garden. Their sin caused God to separate himself from them, from their sin. But as they went out of the garden, they sang, and it wasn't the same words that we sang today, but it was a similar thought. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood. What can make me whole and right with God again? Nothing but the blood. In the Garden of Eden, God's first recorded action against sin, blood was shed to pay for sin. Skip forward to the next chapter, Genesis chapter 4. We meet the first two sons of Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel. They were offering their sacrifices to God. And as you read in Genesis chapter 4, the Bible says that Abel brought the best of the fruit of the ground, the best of his crops, the best of the things that he had planted and the earth had brought forth, and he brought the very best that he had, and he offered it to God. And it was rejected by God. God said, "No, this is not a proper sacrifice. This won't do." His younger brother Abel brought the firstling of a flock. He offered a sacrifice that he had killed and drained the blood from, because you see, God had taught his mom and dad, Adam and Eve, that it had to be blood to pay for sin. They had taught their two boys, Cain and Abel. When Cain brought the first fruit from his crops, he can't say that he was ignorant. You can't say that he knew better. He had been taught that blood was required to forgive sin. And God told him, hey, Cain, there's a lamb outside the door. If you choose to go get it, you can offer the same thing that your brother did. But instead of being obedient to God, instead of coming the way God said to come through blood, you know what he did? He went out and killed his brother. And as Abel winged his way to heaven, you know what he was singing? What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood. Go forward to Genesis chapter 6. Meet that man called Noah, who the Bible says found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Grace always comes first. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 6, verse 8, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Then in verse 9, the Bible calls Noah a just man who walked with God. Grace came before the ark. Grace came before the judgment of God fell. Grace came before those eight souls were saved by the ark. Grace always comes first. The grace of God, the grace of God always comes first to our life. Amen. The flood came. It destroyed all living creatures that breathed on the face of the earth. The flood ended. Noah stepped out of the ark. What did he do? He offered sacrifices, blood sacrifices to God. He had carried animals on the ark during the flood so that when he came off the ark, he could take those animals and kill them and drain their blood. And when God looked down from heaven, the Bible says he smelled a sweet savor coming from off that altar that Noah had built. And he made a promise to mankind, I'll never destroy the world again with a flood. As Noah and his sons started to rebuild the world, you know what they sang? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood. Then fast forward to Abraham. Genesis chapter 2, God puts him to a test. I want you to take your son Isaac, your only son Isaac, son of promise. Son, I promised you that through him, you'd have descendants that outnumber the stars. You'd have descendants that would outnumber the grains of sand in the desert. I want you to take him and I want you to offer him as a sacrifice. As father and son, Abraham and Isaac were going up the mountain. Isaac asked his father this question. He said, Father, behold the fire. One of them carried a torch. Behold the wood. Isaac carried the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham's answer ought to make every Christian shout this morning. He said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb. Amen. For the burnt offering. And you know the story. You know the story. Abraham built the altar. He laid the wood on it. He tied up Isaac and laid Isaac on it. He had his knife raised in the air to plunge it through the heart of his son to offer the sacrifice that God told him to offer. And God stopped him and said, no, Abraham, I won't require you to do that. There's a ram caught in a bush over there. Go and get that and sacrifice that. It takes a blood offering, but it doesn't have to be the blood of your son. One day I'll send mine. One day I'll send my son, and he'll shed his blood for you. What did Abraham and Isaac sing as they came down from that mountain? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood. Move into the book of Exodus. God's people were slaves in Egypt. God sent Moses to tell Pharaoh to let my people go. God sent 9 plagues on the land of Egypt. Each one of those plagues attacked one of the gods of Egypt to show not only his people, but the Egyptians that their gods were no gods. They had no power. And the 10th plague was, let me read about it. From you, they were to take a lamb without blemish, and kill it. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses wherein they shall eat it. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in into your house and to smite you. The death angel was going to pass through the land. The firstborn in every family was going to be killed, from Pharaoh down to the lowest servant. And God said to his people, he said it through Moses to his people, if you want the death angel to pass over your house, if you want the death angel not to come in and kill your firstborn son, then you take blood from a lamb and you put it on the door. And when the death angel sees that blood, he will pass over that house. And the Jews today still celebrate the Feast of Passover that marks that occasion. And as Moses and the Israelites walked out of Egypt, you know what song they were singing? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood. God's given us the law. You know why he gave us the law? So we can know what sin is. The law is our schoolmaster, the Apostle Paul tells us. The law was given us not so that we can be made right with God. No man ever kept the whole law except for one. That man was the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ. But no man kept all the law to be made right with God. It was never God's plan for man to keep the law to make man right with God. It was always God's plan to use the blood of a sacrifice. Amen. Move to the New Testament. It was the same song, only they added a couple words. John the Baptist saw Jesus, said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." All four Gospels tell us about the death and the burial and the resurrection. They tell us about the blood that was shed from the body of Jesus Christ. In Hebrews 9:22, the Bible says, "Without shedding of blood is no remission." In Hebrews 10:19, we enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. In 1 Peter chapter 1, "Not redeemed by corruptible things, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." In 1 John 1:7, "The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." I could read you hundreds of verses from the New Testament, and they all point to the same truth. There's not five ways to heaven. There's not three ways to heaven. There's not two ways to heaven. There's only one way to heaven. Jesus is the way to heaven, and he made that way possible by the shedding of his blood on Calvary's cross. What can wash away my sin? The Old Testament didn't have the last two words that I'm going to say. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And then go to the book of Revelation. The last book of the Bible, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Surely in the last book there must be a different way. Surely in the end of time, in the end of the age, there must be a different method. There must be a different transaction. No, it's still nothing but the blood of Jesus. In Revelation 5:12, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." In Revelation 7, verse 19, someone asked, "What's this great number in heaven? How did they get here?" The answer was, "These are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." And in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, when it's talking about the great tribulation, true believers will die during that time for faith, and they overcame him, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb. Only one plan in the Old Testament. Only one plan in the New Testament. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not more than one way to God. Not more than one way to heaven. Not more than one way to get your sins forgiven. There's nobody going to heaven singing praise the law, because the law will take nobody to heaven. There's nobody going to heaven singing praise my works, because nobody's works is going to take them to heaven. There's no one singing as they go to heaven praise the church, because there's no church, no church. This church, listen to me, this church is not going to take you to heaven. There's only one thing that's going to take you to heaven, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ and the blood that was shed on Calvary to pay for our sins. When we get to heaven and we join Adam and Eve, and we join Abel, and we join Noah, and we join Moses, and we join all the Old Testament saints, and we join all the New Testament saints, all the saints of all time, you know what we're going to be singing? What can wash away my sin? Nothing, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Let me ask you this morning, are you under the blood? Are you under the blood? If you're not, one day you're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and he's going to say, depart from me, for I never knew you. I never knew you. You see, the only people that are going to get into heaven are those that have put their faith in what Jesus did for all of us on Calvary. The only folks that are going to be right with God and be found written in the Lamb's Book of Life and are going to be welcome into heaven are those that have trusted Jesus as their Savior. Bible says we're all sinners. There's none righteous, no, not one. Bible says the penalty for sin is death, separation from God. There are people living in hell on this earth because they have rejected Christ. There are people living in that place called hell because they died rejecting Christ. I pray that would be true of nobody in this room this morning. I pray every person here has received Christ. And if you haven't, I would beg you to do it right now. Jesus died for you. He loved you enough to sacrifice himself on Calvary's cross to pay for your sin. Would you trust him this morning? Would you receive that payment? The Bible says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. Would you trust him this morning? Would you trust what Jesus did for you on Calvary? Father, I pray now that if there is just one here this morning that's never trusted Christ, help them to see their sin, the penalty for that sin, and what Jesus did for them on Calvary's cross. Apart from you, they're headed to an eternity that's dark, an eternity that's terrible. But Father, if they would come to Jesus, they could know what it is to go to that place that we read about, Jesus talked about in our scripture reading this morning. I go to prepare a place for you, that place called heaven. Father, help them choose Jesus this morning. Whatever stopped them up to this point, whatever's hindered them from coming to Christ up to this point, help them to put it aside. Please, dear God, help them to come to the Savior this morning. I pray this in his precious name. Amen.